Hey kids, have you heard of Time Magazine?
Is that the one with that goofy redheaded dude on the cover?
No, that's Mad, but you're close. This is Time Magazine, and they have another goofy redhead on the cover. Who could it be?
Here to reveal Time's 2019 Person of the Year is Editor-in-Chief Edward Felsenthal. All right,
this guy isn't a creeper at all.
Greta Thunberg.
Greta Thunberg! Oh, thank God! I was hoping I wouldn't have to talk about her this time.
Coming from essentially nowhere to lead.
Yeah,
a
she came out of nowhere like a little angel.
Represents a broader
like
generation.
A character was just developed for a TV show.
From the campuses of Hong Kong to the protests in Chile to Parkland, Florida, where the students marched against gun violence.
And I was
where
whacking
young
off to all of those.
Are demanding change. And
I'm talking about this guy, not
she
me.
She embodies student activism.
She does. She embodies youth activism. Youngest
she embodies
person,
youth activism.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Cool. You know, whatever the outlet, whether it be CNN or Time Magazine or the LA Times or NBC or whoever, they all push the same fucking tired-ass Illuminati agenda. That's why I can't take any of this seriously, because you hear the same shit out of every one of these assholes.
Is, I mean, her rise in influence has been really
rising is something in your pants, you perv.
She was a solo protester with a hand-painted sign 14 months ago.
Oh, yeah, she did that all on her own.
She's now led millions of people around the world,
like the good Nazi she
countries,
is,
to act on behalf of the planet. And,
oh, act
and
on behalf of the planet. I'm sure the planet
really
is more than thrilled
this
to have this little freak be its representative.
Well, she's a unique,
like it really had a vote on this.
Don't know her well. She'd probably watch her TED talk. She talks about the fact that she has Asperger's, that she's different, but
I laugh every time I hear that.
There are a lot of parents whose children, are you know, have something like that, are probably looking at this young girl and saying, like, you know, way to go.
Way to go! Hey, she's a retard and famous. You could be a retard and famous, useless little bastard. Is that the message you're sending there? Well, congratulations, Time Magazine, in your desperate attempt to be relevant. Let's start the show.
Who's the ugly?
Ugly.
How ugly? I took her to the beach. They asked me what I use for bait. When I took her home, my mother put newspapers on the floor.
Time Magazine, well, what have we here? Greta Thunberg's pigtails made Person of the Year. Face looked like the Fuhrer, no one's designed to scare you. The only thing she's famous for is screaming.
How dare you?
Fake-ass actress, ain't nothing but a joke. Sailing across dry land, a motherfucking boat. Would you give her a pass, because she's just so damn woke. Giving the fucking best drops anyone's ever spoke. Time Magazine, don't think you're so great. You get Hitler this fucking honor in 1938. Trying to fit in, but to just show you old. Doing a worthless piece of paper, do best at full. That's right, that's right. Big Egg Film Podcast 142. And, Time Magazine made their official announcement. Greta Thunberg is Person of the Year. That's right, she rules and you suck, you fucking peasants. Yeah. They were so afraid that she was starting to slip in popularity, so they just made her Time Person of the Year. Which nobody would have known had it just come through Time Magazine. Because let's face it, Time Magazine sits in the supermarket checkout line next to People and Us Weekly. Three pieces of garbage that nobody should be reading. Even for 5 seconds in the checkout line. Just sensationalistic crap. Now, Time Magazine used to be a news source back when magazines were relevant. But nowadays, it's just toilet paper. 3, 2, 1, 0, cut it. All right, fucking Time Magazine. Now again, if every single fucking news channel didn't announce this, it didn't post it or tweet it, would you even know this was a thing? Would you even know Time Magazine is still a thing? Time Magazine? Anything magazine? When have you read a fucking magazine? Like taking one home and read it? It's been a while, right? Oh, sure, you might glance at the tabloid at the checkout line. You know, you see shit like, Jen and Brad are getting back together. You know, these celebrity gossip rags that refer to all celebrities by their first name, like we're supposed to know who the fuck most of them are. It's either somebody getting married, somebody having a baby, or somebody broke up. That's all they got. Those are the three big plot points. And that's all Time Magazine is now. It sits there next to all those pieces of shit. And it's no better. Putting Greta Thunberg on the cover is showing that you're trying desperately to seem relevant. To who? Millennials aren't going to fucking buy you. They're not going to buy any magazines. They look at everything online. Everything but Time Magazine, I'm sure. I can't imagine more than 10 people still read fucking Time Magazine, and I can't imagine any of those 10 people taking it seriously anymore. Time has become Mad Magazine. It's become a parody of itself. You remember Mad Magazine? Alfred E. Newman, the big goofy ginger on the cover. What, me worry? And Mad Magazine folded quite a while ago, so why the fuck is Time still hanging around? Putting Greta Thunberg on the cover and listening to this editor-in-chief. No wonder that magazine's gone to shit. It's another effeminate-sounding soy boy, except this time it's an old man soy boy. A soy old man. I mean, he's not a completely decrepit old man. He looked like he's in his 60s, but still. He's just creepy looking and sounding. And the way he's going on about Greta Thunberg's protest and David Hogg's protest, oh, these kids are doing a wonderful thing. Fap, 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 fap. Get the fuck out of here. You and your white van, get the fuck out of here. Your magazine is shit. It's toilet paper. It's nothing more. And putting Greta Thunberg on the fucking cover proves nothing except that you're out of touch, irrelevant, and pushing the same fucking tired agenda that's already been shoved up our ass for months now, except you're doing it way too late. A little bit late to the party. Show up after the fucking bar has announced it's 15 minutes to closing time. Proving once again that printed press is ear-fucking-relevant, opso-fucking-leet, and needs to fucking go. And the nerve of this fucking editor-in-chief of Time Magazine talking about climate change as a crisis, when his fucking rag has been wasting paper for more than a century now and continues to do so. You want to fucking help climate change? Get rid of these fucking useless magazines! Nobody fucking reads this garbage. Nobody. We don't even stop at the newsstand and glance at them anymore like we used to. Remember how big newsstands used to be? I remember as a kid always going to that Coenga newsstand in Hollywood. They would have shit you've never even heard of. It was fascinating. Now the space has shrunk to one bookshelf, I think. And nobody goes in there, probably because there's so many bums sleeping in front of the fucking place. By the way, speaking of bums, check out this little video I post on the Big Eric Phil podcast page on Facebook. I forgot I even had it. I took it about a month ago. I was working on a job. I was driving a truck. And I thought I'd tape the shit that was on the under the overpass on Coenga Boulevard by the 101. And the usual group of bums with their tents are there. And some of them have migrated up the hill right next to the freeway. And I didn't even show what was on the off-ramp on the other side. There's a huge ton of trash there. Jesus fucking Christ. And these people have the nerve to talk about climate change. They don't even see this shit going on. If they wanted to help climate change, how about volunteering to clean up this fucking pigsty? Instead of just, you know, flying around, taking your boat everywhere and wagging your finger at people, how about volunteering to clean up the garbage, the needles, and the shit that are on our fucking streets? Because the goddamn politicians sure ain't doing shit about it. But of course you're not going to see old Greta and the others even attempt to do that. Because that would imply we have a homeless crisis. We don't want to criminalize the homeless. They have every right to throw trash all over the fucking place. And block up the sidewalk. And block up businesses. And pee and shit all over the fucking place. And shoot up drugs in plain fucking sight. We don't want to criminalize the homeless. They have no problem fucking committing crimes. Fucking Christ. Almost every overpass in Hollywood and most of LA has this shit going on, even out in the valley. I was going down Lankershim in North Hollywood the other day under the 134. I grew up in that neighborhood. And Jesus, motherfucking Christ, there are bums sleeping on both sides of the overpass on the sidewalk, blocking up the sidewalk. And I love how the politicians are discouraging businesses from putting planters on the sidewalk to keep bums from sleeping there. You know what the reasoning is? They say, well, the handicapped won't be able to make their way through those obstacles. Have you taken a good look at our fucking sidewalks right now? Nobody can get through there. You can't even fucking walk through there, much less roll a fucking wheelchair through there, you fucking ignorant assholes. Get your fucking empty heads out of the sand and do something, goddammit. No, they're just going to keep blaming the working class, the middle class, the taxpayers. Going to keep treating us like shit and coddling bums. Yeah, keep raising our property taxes. That'll help the problem. Jesus fucking Christ. Why do we live in this stupid place? Oh, yeah. The weather, the geography, the shit to do, the work. Don't think I'm not keeping an eye out on the rest of the country. Trying to see where are all the Californians moving to so I don't accidentally move there. How is it that Californians are moving to other states and then turning them blue? Weren't they getting out of California to get away from the excessive blue and the high taxes and high gas prices? Yet they go to all these other states and demand it act like California. What the fuck, man? You want to leave California? Act like it. Act like the state you're moving in. If you move to Texas, put on a fucking cowboy hat, vote for Trump. Get a truck with a gun rack. Unless you're in Austin, then you're pretty much a pussy Californian, except with an annoying accent. But anyway, I'm getting off track here. So Time Magazine, everybody's in an uproar about this one way or the other. The lefties love it. The righties hate it. And why anybody gives a shit is beyond me. Time Magazine is nothing. 350 million people live in this country. How many of you subscribe to Time Magazine? Exactly. But this made the rounds, this made the news because it's just another way to push the agenda and to push this little climate change robot into our lives just for another 10 seconds or so. Till she disappears into obscurity where the fuck she belongs. Now, I would like to look back at all of the people of the year, according to Time Magazine. This dates back to 1927. And it used to be called Man of the Year. Yeah, that ain't gonna happen these days, is it? They stopped doing that in 1999 and started calling it Person of the Year. Now, they want to emphasize that it's not always a good person. I don't know why you would even showcase a bad person, but they have showcased a few. So, Greta Thunberg, you people that think she's doing such great work for the planet, she's got some quite interesting company here with these people of the year. All right, let's run it down. 1927, Charles Lindbergh. He accomplished something. He was the first person to fly a plane nonstop over the Atlantic Ocean. All right, very good. 1928, Walter Chrysler. You've heard of Chrysler, right? Some of the shittiest cars in existence. But hey, we all know that name. We all know that brand. And some of you in New York have heard of the Chrysler Building, I'm sure. All right. 1929, Owen D. Young. Young led a committee which wrote the Young Plan, which was a payment plan to help Germany pay reparations. There's a word you hear a lot nowadays. For World War I. Germany owed 112 billion marks for damage caused by the war. All right. 1930, Mahatma Gandhi. You know who Gandhi is. You heard of him. 31, Pierre Laval, Prime Minister of France. 1932, FDR, Franklin Roosevelt. 1933, Hugh Samuel Johnson. Too bad it wasn't Hugh G. Erection. Johnson was made the director of the National Recovery Administration. President Roosevelt gave this agency the job of bringing industry, labor, and government together to create codes of fair practices and set prices. So 1934, FDR again became Person of the Year. Now, 1935 is somebody named Haile Selassie. He was the emperor of Ethiopia. Now, there's a curveball for you. 1935, I'm sure a lot of eyebrows are raised. I mean, 1935, you have a person of color, as they would say now. The emperor of Ethiopia. Nobody would have thought that. You wouldn't even have that now. 1935, they had the emperor of Ethiopia. 2019, they have a Swedish white girl. There's your diversity right there. Now, 1936, we have our first woman, Wallis Simpson. 1936, King Edward VIII of the United Kingdom decided to abdicate his throne so he can marry Simpson. Well, I think we all know marrying Simpsons is not a good idea. All right, 1937, we have two people. We have a husband and wife, both from China. Again, more diversity then than there is now. It was Chiang Kai-shek, and I know I'm not saying that right. He was the premier of the Republic of China when the Second Sino-Japanese War started in 1937, and then Tsung Mei-ling was his wife. They made them both People of the Year. It could have been political correctness that made Jai put her in there. They would have done it now for that reason. She must have been a badass or something. And speaking of badasses, 1938, and here's the company you're with, Greta Thunberg. Don't be so proud of this Time Magazine Person of the Year award. 1938, Adolf Hitler. That's right. Adolf fucking Hitler. 1939, it gets better. Joseph Stalin. Yes. As much as we complain about Russia now, I think we would have had a lot more to complain about back then. All right, 1940, Winston Churchill. It's a name that's familiar. 1941, FDR, his third fucking time around. He, of course, was president when WW2 started and was president when the Depression ended. He had Illuminati written all over him, didn't he? Thus his many appearances in this magazine. And since Time loved his great works in 1939, Joseph Stalin is back for 1942. Probably because he kept the Nazis from taking over the Soviet Union. Oh, good job. Keep those fucking Nazis out of here so communism can prevail. All right, 1943, George Marshall. He's the chief of staff of the U.S. Army during WW2. 1944, Dwight D. Eisenhower, as Al Bundy would like to say.
You know what I want to do?
What?
I want to play Name the American Presidents.
You gotta be kidding.
Afraid not! You go first.
Okay. George Washington.
Eisenhower.
John Adams.
Eisenhower.
Thomas Jefferson.
Eisenhower.
James K. Polk.
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
The whole thing was Al thought that Jefferson was a Russian spy. Turns out Jefferson was just playing an April Fool's gag on him. Eisenhower. I don't know why that's funny, but it is. I love Married with Children. Fuck every sitcom that came after it. All right, where are we at? 1945, Harry Truman is now president because FDR died. And Truman's the one that ordered we bomb the fuck out of Japan. All right, 1946, James Burns. He was a Secretary of State at the time, and we had a crisis with Iran. Although this time our beef was the Soviet Union occupying parts of Iran. Imagine now if they try to occupy parts of Iran, who do we root for? All right, 1947, George Marshall is back. Now he's the Secretary of State. All right, 1948, Harry S. Truman again. This time he's president. 1949, Winston Churchill returns. He's also chosen the man of the half century. It'd be funny if it accidentally said the half man of the half century. 1950, the American fighting man. They pay tribute to all the men fighting in the Korean War. Of course, now they would have to say the fighting people. That would have to include transgenders and non-binary, etc., etc., etc. But back then, they didn't do that bullshit. Now, 1951. Now, this one was probably controversial back then, as it would be today if somebody like this was made Person of the Year. Mohammad Mossadegh. Now, who is that? He was the Prime Minister of Iran in 1951. He caused the Abadan crisis by taking over a British oil company. He also kicked all Western companies out of the oil refineries in Abadan, Iran. So that's where all the trouble started, eh? And here we are, 2019, we still don't get along with Iran. 1952, Queen Elizabeth II. She became queen in 1952 of the United Kingdom, Australia, Canada, Ceylon. I was never sure how to pronounce that place. I always pronounce it Cylon, like after those things in Battlestar Galactica. New Zealand, Pakistan, and South Africa. Jesus Christ, she was queen of all that? Pakistan? They were under British rule? Holy fuck, how'd they let that happen? 1953, Konrad Adenauer. He was reelected Chancellor of Germany. All right. In 1954, John Foster Dulles. He was then Secretary of State, and he created the Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, CETO. And CETO's goal was to stop the communists from taking over any more countries in Southeast Asia. Uh-oh. Leading up to the Vietnam War, gang. I'd imagine he's who they named the Dulles Airport after, too. Okay, 1955, Harlow Curtis. He was the head of General Motors from 1953 to 58. 55, GM became the first corporation to earn $1 billion in a single year. 1956, the Hungarian Freedom Fighter. This honors the people who fought for Hungary's independence from the Soviet Union in the failed Hungarian Revolution of 1956. 1957, a name we all know and love, Nikita Khrushchev. Soviet leader. He was there when they launched Sputnik. And of course, it led to our wonderful space race between us and the Russians. Look at our big penis. Yeah, look at our big penis. Which also led to the fake moon landing. We'll get into that later. Okay, 1958, Charles de Gaulle. We've heard of that name. Prime Minister of France. Got an airport named after him. 1959, again, it's
Dwight D. Eisenhower.
He is still president, and he will be president until 1961. 1960, All-American Scientists. All right. Good job, scientists.
Yeah, 1961, John F. Kennedy became president. Yeah, I banged Marilyn Monroe, and I got killed because I came out against the Illuminati by Lyndon B. Johnson. I mean, Lee Harvey Oswald. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
1962, Pope John the 23rd. I think he's the first pope, right, to make it? Yeah, he is. Led the Catholic Church from 58 to 63 and banged about 574 young boys in that time period. No, it doesn't say that. I'm just assuming. 1963, Martin Luther King, somebody who deserves to be on this fucking thing for once. And of course, he got taken the fuck out. Let's see.
Was that Lyndon B. Johnson again? Or was it that cross-dressing J. Edgar Hoover?
Who the fuck knows? They'll never tell us the truth. All right, they're playing fucking music outside. God damn it. All right. 1965, William Westmoreland. He's a general in the beginning of the Vietnam fucking war. Here we go. 1966, The Inheritor. The fuck is that? Well, that's what they called millennials back then. They were a generation of people ages 25 and under. Now we would just call them fucking dipshits. 1967, that murderer Lyndon B. Johnson gets back on there, sent more people to Vietnam to die, and everybody wants him the fuck out. 1968, the Apollo 8 astronauts. They were the first people ever to orbit the moon, which of course was an important step towards walking on the moon. 1969, the Middle Americans. People that live in the Midwest. Of course, they were very conservative, they were very religious, and they probably didn't like black folks. And they weren't afraid to tell you. Many of them are still there. All right, 1970, Willy Brandt. He's the Chancellor of Germany. Worked to create a better relationship between his country and East Germany. Of course, they were controlled by the Soviets. 1971, old Tricky Dick Nixon. President from 69 to 74. We were still in Vietnam. Kept us there. He did suggest making health insurance private. We still have these arguments today. And 1972, he split the honor with Henry Kissinger, another douchebag. He, of course, was at the time, the National Security Advisor, which is the biggest joke of all. 1973, John Sirica. He was the judge who ordered Nixon to turn over the tape recordings that had to do with the Watergate scandal. All right. 1974, King Faisal. Am I saying that right? Probably fucking not. He was the king of Saudi Arabia during the oil crisis of 73 and 74. 1975, hey, feminist. I suppose you don't remember this. American women, all fucking women. There you go. All women. 1975. 1976. Jimmy Carter, one of the worst presidents we've ever had. The worst. Everybody who whines and bitches about Trump were not around when Jimmy Carter was president. The absolute fucking worst. 1977, Anwar Sadat, he was the president of Egypt, became the first Arab leader to leave to Israel. Two countries discussed having a better relationship, and then he got shot. And they're still discussing having a better relationship, and nothing's gotten done. 1978, Deng Xiaoping took over the Chinese government in a coup, made himself paramount leader of the People's Republic of China. Little did he know that decades later, China would be making crap for Americans. Now, 1979, people that grew up in the 70s or around the 70s will definitely remember this guy. Ayatollah Khomeini. He led the Islamic Revolution in Iran. They overthrew the Shah. And he made it into a Islamic Republic. And of course, we had a hand bungling that whole fucking thing. 1980, Ronald Reagan. Ronald Reagan became president. 1981, Lech Walesa. He led the Polish Solidarity Trade Union. It was the first trade union in the Soviet Union. It was not controlled by a communist political party. December 1981, he was arrested and Poland was put under martial law. 1982, the computer, just the computer, was voted Machine of the Year. That's right, computers were a new thing back then, children. We didn't have all this fancy shit we have now. You had what giant green screen and a keyboard and a big disk drive, and it did really fucking absolutely nothing. All right. 1983, we have a tie. Ronald Reagan is back, and this was the year he ordered the invasion of Grenada. Yeah, good job, Ronnie. That's a country that nobody's fucking heard of. It posed no threat to anybody, but I guess it was too many brown people there for your liking. And then Yuri Andropov. He was a Soviet leader. He was against Reagan's strategic defense initiative. He died the next year. And the next year, being 1984, Peter Uberoth. I remember this guy's name. He's still alive, too. He organized the 1984 Summer Olympics in Los Angeles. Well, thanks, jackoff. Thanks a fucking lot. We didn't want him then, and we don't want him back in 2028. The Soviet Union boycotted the 84 Olympics because the U.S. boycotted the 80 Olympics in Moscow. 1985, Deng Xiaoping is back in there only because Time magazine didn't want to put Madonna on the cover. All right. 1986, Corazon Aquino. She's a part of the People Power Revolution. They led to Ferdinand Marcos leaving power, and then she took over. And we didn't care about identity politics back then. We didn't keep saying, look, she's a woman, she's a woman. Nobody gave a fuck. She was just who she was. She was the leader of the Philippines, and that's it. 1987, Mikhail Gorbachev, of course, was leader of the Soviet Union and was always butting heads with Reagan, although they did meet from time to time. And it was always funny when they did. And he always had this big red spot on his fucking head, like he spilled some borscht on top of it or something. Now, 1988, this is very interesting. This might be the beginning of climate change hysteria in the mainstream media. The endangered Earth was voted Planet of the Year. That's very cute, right? So, the endangered Earth, we called it, 1988. Here it is, 2019. We're still here, although we've turned up the climate change hysteria quite a bit. We've turned up the temperature on this oven, I'll tell you what. I'm not talking about global warming. I'm talking about the climate change bullshit oven. 89, Gorbachev is back in. 1990, George H.W. Bush became the next president. He was never popular. Nobody liked him. But we were riding a big wave of conservatism after Reagan, so we kept voting Republican and voted for stupid fucking George H.W. Bush. Because nobody wanted Dukakis as president. Much like nobody wanted Hillary Clinton as president this time around. 1991, Ted Turner, of course, he was the head of CNN and all the Turner networks. Of course, we see what a piece of shit CNN is now, but back then it was actually a credible news source. And it was the first cable channel to beat the news on the big networks. 1992, Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton and his fucking cunt wife Hillary. Well, he was elected president in 92 and they moved into the White House. And we saw what happened, that he came everywhere. Except in Hillary Clinton. 93, the peacemakers. Now, this is honoring peacemakers represented by Yasser Arafat, of all people, F.W. de Klerk, Nelson Mandela, and Yitzhak Rabin. They signed the 93 Oslo Accord. It's the first face-to-face agreement between the Palestinian and Israeli leaders. De Klerk, who was the state president of South Africa, got Mandela released from prison in 1990. The two worked together to end apartheid. 94, another pope, Pope John Paul II. I remember that old bastard. Head of the Catholic Church from 78 to 2005 and fucked slightly less boys than the previous pope. 1995, Newt Gingrich. Remember that old bastard? He's still around, too. Led the Republican Revolution, where the U.S. voted in huge numbers for Republican Party candidates. Then he got elected Speaker of the House. So, pretty much the same old Democratic president, Republican majority, buttheads, nothing gets done. And vice versa. 1996, David Ho. You said ho. The scientist who researched AIDS. He made very important discoveries about AIDS. Like, if you have a lot of gay butt sex, you might get the AIDS. You can't say that. You can't say that. But I just did. Andrew Grove became president and CEO of Intel in 1997. He helped invent microprocessors. They are so important for computers that even today, almost every electronic device has a microprocessor. So basically, he ruined the world. All right. 98, Bill Clinton is back in there. This is the year he was impeached, even though he still stayed in office, so it was all a bunch of bullshit, just like the current impeachment is. Just because he got a blowjob. Just because that bitch wife of his didn't give him a blowjob, and we ran into all that fucking trouble. Now, sharing the spotlight with him is Ken Starr, who's the investigator during the whole Monica Lewinsky scandal. And he wrote a book, it sold a lot of copies, yada, yada, yada. He was never heard from again. 99, Jeff Bezos. Really? We never even talk about Bezos until the last couple of years or so. They also voted him most important people of the century. Of course, he created Amazon, and his head looks like an ass. All right. 2000, George W. Bush. Perhaps the dumbest president we've ever had. That's right, even dumber than Trump. And Daddy got him in. Daddy kept him in for two terms. 2001, Rudy Giuliani, of course, was the mayor of New York during 9/11. Now he's the crazy son of a bitch who represents Donald Trump for some reason. 2002, the whistleblowers. You know, funny fact is, this year they almost voted for the whistleblower of the whole Trump scandal. Even though nobody knows who the fuck it is. And nobody even knows if it really exists. Now, these are the whistleblowers that dropped the dime on several various corporations that were doing all kinds of wrongdoing, like Enron, like WorldCom, etc., etc. 2003, the American soldier, honoring all the troops, especially the ones in that stupid war in Iraq, looking for those weapons of mass destruction that were not quite there. 2004, George W. Bush again, because he was reelected president because they threw a bunch of Democratic crap against the wall and nothing stuck, just like now. Amazing how that works. 2005, the Good Samaritans. Whom, you might ask? Oh, nobody. Bill Gates, Melinda Gates, and Boner from U2. Yes, these people are wonderful and everybody else sucks. 2006, now this is where you know that Time magazine is starting to lose it. Starting to become less interested in this. You. Just you. You represent the millions of people who create things on the internet. And this was before YouTube. That's where content really started to come out. YouTube was the next year or so later, when it really blew up to be what it is today. 2007, Vladimir Putin. It's a name we still talk about because he's still the president of fucking Russia. And apparently he meddled with our election. He really had to have Trump in there. It's very important to his country that our president was Trump. All right. 2008, Barack Obama. Well, of course. First black president, not African-American president. Black fucking president, okay? There's always going to be a debate of where he's actually from, but that motherfucker's black, and he has a lot more gray hair than when he started. All right. 2009, Ben Bernanke. Oh, yes. Right in the middle of the fucking Federal Reserve during that fucking meltdown. 2010, Mark Zuckerberg, the little dickhead that started Facebook. Thanks, asshole. Thanks for ruining the planet. 2011, again, Time Magazine is pretty much checked out by this point. The protester. Now, this is what I like to call the social media protester. These are the people that start hashtags, get little groups together, and then go out and bitch and whine about stuff they really have no business bitching and whining about. And it still continues to this day in mass quantities. All right. 2012, Obama's elected president again. 2013, Pope Francis. Hey, we have a pope that's not an Italian. He's from Argentina. And he's fucked even less boys than the previous pope. All right. 2014, Ebola fighters. That's right. We had a big Ebola scare in West Africa. And of course, the Panic Fear Brigade thought it was going to spread all the United States. And it didn't. 2015, Angela Merkel, the idiot chancellor of Germany, who was really responsible for having a lot of migrants come into Germany and fucking it up. Like pretty much most of Europe. Good job. 2016, and this is everybody's favorite, get ready, leftist, Donald Trump. He was elected president, and Hillary Clinton still hasn't gotten over it, and the left still hasn't gotten over it, and we're in the middle of a ridiculous impeachment process that's going fucking nowhere, wasting a bunch of fucking money, and we have an election year coming up. Vote him out! Are we not allowed to do that now? You can't wait for that to happen. Or do you know that your group of Democrats are so weak they don't have a fucking chance in hell in beating this asshole? Hillary Clinton could do it because she's a fucking cunt. There is no other reason. It's not the patriarchy. It's not misogyny. She's a cunt. And we're not going to elect a cunt as president. Sorry. 2017, again, Time Magazine has long checked out here. We're scraping the bottom now. The silence breakers. These are the Me Too accusers. These are the Harvey Weinstein accusers. And whether their accusations are true or not, they still made Time Magazine People of the Year. 2018. The Guardians and the War on Truth? What the fuck? I mean, again, they're just pulling stuff out of their ass now. The War on Truth. What, the War on You Guys? Are you telling the truth, Time Magazine? You haven't done that in a while. Or any of the media, for that matter. Yeah, there's a big war on truth. A lot of people who tell the truth online get cut off. Or get canceled. And of course, 2019, Greta Thunberg, who I don't give a shit what they say she did. She's given me the best drops ever.
Panic, fear, panic, fear.
How dare
all right,
you?
Those are all number two right next to It's Sour.
It's Sour.
Thank you, Greta Thunberg. Now go fuck yourself. Now, when I cut that interview off at the beginning, they were about to mention some other people. Maybe some runners-up or people that have won in other categories they have. What could this be about?
There are other categories that yes. You guys gave out a few more. So who are the others?
Well, we instead of runners-up this year, yeah. we are looking at people who dominated their
sector. So people that don't
sector.
Deserve yeah, awards are going to get them now.
Their field. So we chose as Athlete of the Year the U.S. Women's Soccer Team.
Yeah.
Our target against that.
Hang on. Athlete of the Year.
The U.S. women's soccer team. Are you for fucking real?
More identity politics. Out of all the athletes
The U.S. women's soccer team,
which nobody even fucking remembers now. They were a flash in the pan for about 15 fucking minutes. Aside from that stupid purple-headed broad, can anybody name the rest of them? No. Athlete of the year. Man, out of all the football players, all the basketball players, all the hockey players, baseball players, even the male soccer players,
the women's soccer team,
which plays how many games a year? What, four? Athlete of the year. Bullshit! All right. Continue.
An incredible performance off the field. Incredible persistence on the field.
Shut up.
We chose Lizzo as entertainer.
Go Lizzo.
What?
That's a good pick right there.
Go Lizzo.
Why the Today Show is still on, I don't know. And why Time Magazine is still around, I don't fucking know.
We chose Lizzo like we knew who she was 2 weeks ago.
Who the fuck is this bitch? The only thing I know about her is she was twerking at the Laker game with her big, fat, 500-pound ass. And she had the back cut on her thong was showing. Corrupting the children's. Now, I don't give a shit that she was twerking, but this ain't the bitch to be doing it. She's fat. She's huge. She's part of this body-positive horseshit fuck movement. And of course, the next day, she had to put out some whiny-ass Facebook Live video telling us,
I'm a grown-ass woman. I can do whatever the fuck, you know, I want.
Who I am and the essence of me and
who the
things
fuck
that
are
I
you?
Choose to do.
Where'd you come from?
Can inspire you to do the same.
Nobody should be inspired by this shit.
Need to be like you. And never, ever let somebody stop you or shame you from being yourself.
Like, you know what? Sometimes you need to be shamed. When you do stupid things, like twerking at the Laker game in the front row, that's fucking stupid and you should be shamed for it. Especially your big fat ass!
Can just remain your criticism.
The fucking NBA players wouldn't even bang you. All the groupies are sitting in the front row, they ain't even looking at your ass. Just like a bag lady out there twerking.
Over my life, over my emotions.
That's pretty fucking stupid.
I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Oh, yeah, right. If you didn't care about people's criticism, you wouldn't be making this video. You would just do your stupid shit and be done with it.
And you
don't have to make a follow-up video.
Like my ass.
Your ass is huge. There's a lot of people that don't like
just
your ass,
it makes
all right?
It go away, I promise.
Yeah, there's some people that are into really big fat asses. Many people are not.
I just want y'all to know, like,
and we should be shamed for saying
on
so.
The internet, like, nothing really breaks my joy.
Oh bullshit! Again, she has to tell us how she's not concerned about the negative comments. Whenever they say they're not concerned, they are really concerned. And the more videos they make, the more fucking concerned they are about it. Your body is nothing to be proud of, unless you really like diabetes and heart attacks. Oh, go fuck yourself, big loudmouth. The fuck did she come from? I think this was an Instagram chick, and somebody decided she should be famous. Somebody in the Illuminati threw the contract at her. Say, listen, you want to be the fat black woman representative? Oh, hell yeah. And, you know, out there singing crappy fucking music. Twerking at the Laker game. Listen, we've had many talented black female fat singers, okay? You know what they didn't do? They didn't twerk at the Laker game in the front row. That's what they didn't do. They didn't have their ass hanging out. Because nobody asked for it. You think Aretha Franklin was out there fucking twerking? No. And don't get all pissy when people dare to make negative comments. It's the fucking internet. It doesn't matter what you do. You could invent a cure for AIDS and people are going to hate on it. Okay? That's what the internet does. If you had a fucking backbone, and your backbone's got to be pretty goddamn strong, you wouldn't be bothered about what people think of you on the fucking internet. If you were so body confident, you would just done your shit and walk the fuck off. Drop the mic, walk the fuck off. It wouldn't address the media, wouldn't address the haters. Wouldn't even be online that day or the next couple days. And when you get online, you talk about something else. That's how you deal with it if you were confident. You're not confident. You know you're a big fat slob. You know it was stupid to be fucking twerking out there at the Laker game. God damn, I'm glad I don't support the Lakers anymore. That's the kind of shit. That's the cheering section they got now. Instead of groupies, they got your big fat ass out there taking up three seats. And Time decided you're the entertainer of the year. Never mind anybody who actually accomplished any fucking thing. Yeah, the big fat bitch twerking in the front row. Yeah, give it to her. Who cares? Let her roll up the magazine. Let her shove it up her ass, too. Is there anybody else they need to mention?
That's a great cover, yeah. too, by the way.
Isn't that gorgeous? No, it's not. Defining performer of the year, more Grammys than nominations than anybody else.
Being nominated for Grammys does not mean you have talent.
Captured the culture.
And what about Cardi B?
Bob Iger, the CEO of Disney, incredible, incredible year.
Look how he let you
Disney.
Say that.
Be so proud of yourselves. Fucking up beloved franchises left and right.
Thank you so much. We appreciate this.
Spreading PC programming all over the land.
The issue will hit newsstands on Friday.
Oh, the issue will hit newsstands on Friday. Newsstands. Go out and find your local newsstand. Yeah, good luck with that. Might need a fucking detective agency to find a fucking newsstand these days. Well, there you have it, gang. Time Magazine. How do you leftists feel that your hero, Greta Thunberg, is in there with the likes of Stalin, Hitler, Nixon, Khrushchev? The Ayatollah Khomeini. Does that make you feel good?
She isn't like any of those people.
Hey, they all have one thing in common. They were Time Magazine's People of the Year. One big happy family. And remember, look for Time Magazine at your local newsstand. And a week later, look for it in your local trash can. Oh, I'm sorry. Recycle can. Thank you. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. That's right. It's just me and music, and music and me. Because music has always been really good to me. Except when it sucks. BigAngryPhil.com is where you can find me at BigAngryPhil.com. You're on Facebook. God knows why the fuck any of us are. If you are, come on over to the Big Angry Phil podcast page. Like that shit. Follow that shit. Do that shit. Big Angry Phil podcast on SoundCloud. Big Angry Phil podcast on TuneIn. Find me on Twitter at The Big Angry Phil. Instagram, Big Angry Phil. Don't look for me on Snapchat. Because that shit's for hoes. Make sure you subscribe to the Tom Likas Show. PremiumTom.com gets you right in. And for the love of fuck, you must subscribe to and listen to the Gary and Dino Show, GaryandDino.com. Make sure you go to your newsstand, get your copy of Time Magazine, hang that picture of Greta Thunberg and throw darts at it. Well, that's it from me. Be back next week. See ya!
Who are you cheering for tonight in this basketball game?
Let me tell you something. Both teams are great. I'm personally cheering for number 32.
Karl-Anthony Towns?
Mm-hmm. Shut up, bitch.